Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ed Harrington is here. Ed is a member of our Brain Trust. He's CEO of Ideas to Go. He's on the Yale Center for Customer Insights, their board of directors, to help people learn how to put their best foot forward with customers. He's co-author of Outsmart Your Instincts, and he's here to talk to us about how to interact in a better way with our customers. Ed Harrington, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you for having me back, and I really appreciate the opportunity to talk a little bit further about how we come up with new ideas, and in particular, how we work with customers and consumers. It can be any kind of customer that you might have to have, small business or an individual
right.
consumer group
right.
Overall. So,
well,
thank you.
Well, you're welcome, and I'm glad you're here. I was telling the audience before you got here about you joining us and what we were going to talk about, and I just, you know, asked the rhetorical question, how are you at interacting with customers? And I made the presumption that based on my personal research, my anecdotal wandering around in the marketplace research, not as good as they think. And I said aloud that maybe you, the owner, are pretty darn good at this because you were able to start a company and run and grow a company like this. But I bet you your employees aren't as good, because my experience, Ed, my overall, if I had to give small business on Main Street a grade for my experience with them, it would be underwhelming.
Yeah, it's actually astounding to me sometimes how bad you can be at customer service or understanding a customer and still do business, you know.
Yeah.
Some people are fair at it, and some people are fantastic, and some people are terrible. In one of my past lives, I used to deliver bakery products to restaurants. And what I used to say about the small family best restaurants, the small family ones, they
were you were a bread man?
I was a bread guy.
Absolutely.
I used to play in the dough.
Yeah.
That was me. That was a hell of a job. You had to carry 100-pound sacks. I'd die if I had to do it.
And
now.
You had to get up early, too, didn't you?
You had to what?
You had to get up early, too.
Well, super early, because we delivered the flour that they got up early
right.
to use to make their darn bread.
Right.
And why was I getting on that about something about, I lost my train of thought.
Well, you were talking about just interacting with customers. And
oh, the family businesses.
Yeah.
Either the places you would say, this is absolutely the most fabulous place I've ever been, or you're like, holy, how do these people stay in business? Because
mm-hmm.
you got to see the back room, you know, and That tells you a lot about a business and how they run and how they think about their customers.
Right.
And that kind of
stuff. So what is your best advice on first, before we interact with them, how do we find out if we're any good at it? How do we test ourselves?
How do we know if we're good at interacting with customers?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, because what I will tell you is, if there's any way, and I'll have to see if there's a good way to do it, but if you can measure empathy in a person,
mm-hmm.
empathic people tend to really get a better sense of things. You know, they have a kind of a better sense into somebody else's experience. They may or may not be sympathetic, but they have that kind of understanding. So I think the degree that you can really say to yourself, yeah, I get what it's like to walk in their shoes, then that's great. But if you really don't admit it, and admit that you've got to come from this from a stance where how they think and experience things is different from you, and listen, that's the other thing. Oh, my God, listen. People will talk to you if you let them.
Well, and that's what I was going to ask you. So to me, if somebody said, well, how can I know if I'm good at interacting with customers, I would ask them this, okay? When the bell rings over the door and a person walks in, are you excited that they're there and you love the idea that you're going to spend time with them? Or are you a little bit annoyed that they came in and interrupted your work?
Yeah, I think that's a really, really good measure. And I would say, if you're not...
And be honest.
hire people who do want to interact with the customer.
Right.
And you run the business from the back.
Because, Ed, that's all you've got. That's really all you've got against Amazon, because you don't have the technology they do. You don't have, I mean, there's a lot of stuff you don't have. But what they don't have is, as I've said many times, Ed, Amazon can sell you 167 different back scratchers, but they can't scratch your back.
No, they cannot. And they can't put it in your hand, and they can't smile at you. As much as they try to smile at you and sign their letters with, you know, like love or something. It's like, you don't love me. Who the hell are you people?
Right.
Overall. And I think find people who really do enjoy, if you're interfacing with your customer and consumer that way, let those people do that. And you stay in the background or put yourself through training, but I don't think you change the stripes. So if you're the entrepreneur, you know, a lot of times entrepreneurs, they're smart, they're hardworking, they may be impatient, right? You know, and patience is a really good thing to have when you're interacting with customers.
Well, and I'll tell you something else, especially if we're talking retail. Retail is hard.
God help them. That's what I say.
I did it for a long time. It's hard.
Yep.
And if you don't love it, get out. Go do something else.
Right. If you don't love it, you love the people. I mean, the reason I do this job is I'm infinitely curious as to what people are thinking and feeling, because I think you'll never understand 100% what that is.
Mm-hmm.
So I love talking to customers, knowing consumers. I'll never know exactly what they're thinking and feeling. How could I possibly? But I can get closer and closer. And I think it's really a privilege to bring a group of them in a room and let them talk and learn things from them.
Well, here's the thing. Today, what you just said is not just the right thing to do. It's a survival thing to do. Because the only people on the planet who knows what you're supposed to be doing tomorrow and a week from now or a year from now are those people you just invited to your meeting.
Exactly.
They're the only ones. You don't know. You don't know because they have to tell you. They haven't told you yet.
So we just had a conference at that Yale Insight Center for Insights, and they had the head of Insights for Unilever there, and he gave a tip that I've always believed in, and now you can do it from several different angles. But basically, they, of course, have a customer service line, right? Call in and have complaints.
Right.
And he said, I'm doing marketing, market research. I want those people under my heading, first of all, right? They're going to go under, report to me. And I'm going to meet with them. And he did things like change the standard was, how quickly can you get a customer off the phone?
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the directives. And he said, no, you keep them on the phone until they tell you what they need to tell
That's exactly right. Hold on to that thought. Ed Harrington, ladies and gentlemen.
I will, sir.
Co-author of Outsmart Your Instincts. Quick break, 10:20 after 2 minutes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.